Hi, I'm Graham Sharp. I played for Everton 447 times, and I managed to get capped for my country, Scotland, 13 times.
Graham, we've got this campaign going on, trying to make Liverpool the new Sport England city of football. Is it something that you'd back as Liverpool, a grassroots footballing city that can really set the agenda for the future?
Definitely. You know, everybody knows, you know, the past, the history of Liverpool, both red and blue, Everton and Liverpool, and the players that have come through. As you say, I think it's massively, you know, that the grassroots football in this area is improved. You know, we've talked about the players who've come through, the Rooneys, the Gerrards of this world. You know, there's still kids out there, and it's important we get back to making sure the grassroots are right, and kids can afford and have the facilities to play football from a young age.
Of course, we look at this from the local area and we think, well, Liverpool's perfect for it. When you signed from Dumbarton, were you very much aware that Liverpool was somewhere where actually football was viewed very differently?
Well, possibly, yeah, because coming from Glasgow as well, you know, Glasgow is a big football city and, you know, Liverpool was very similar. So they, in Glasgow at the time, you know, grassroots football was very, very strong, as it was in Liverpool. But over the years, it's kind of died out because of the lack of finance or whatever. But everybody knows that, you know, Glasgow, Liverpool are all massive cities who are all looking to, you know, to get funding and everything else. But having lived in Liverpool for so long now, you know how much it means to the people, what Liverpool and Everton. You see some of the pitches, you see that, you know, how much it's costing, teams are folding, you know, parents can't afford it anymore. I think we've got to get behind it and get it started again, give it a kick start. I was involved in something earlier on up in Prescott, you know, and they've got new facilities up there. So that's a start. So I think we need to see more of these facilities springing up throughout the city and throughout the region. And hopefully, as I said, we can see the next batch of Rooneys, Gerrards, whatever kind of thing. And if that's the case, that's what we've all got to aim for. You know, and it would be great to see the way it used to be, you know, in major cities. Everybody talks about Liverpool being a footballing city, and quite rightly so, but we need to get back to grassroots.
And what does it mean to those young people, maybe, that you even saw up there in Prescott, when they get an opportunity to play on a decent service, to be able to work with coaches and actually feel like they're almost getting into the game a little bit more instead of just kicking around on the street?
Yeah, definitely. That's an important thing. You know, what we've got to do is try and give opportunities to kids to get them off the street. You know, I think it's too easy now to blame they haven't got this, they haven't got that. Now, if we can give them the facilities, they're working with coaches, you know, recognised coaches who will hopefully improve their game. Also, it's not just about football. It's about standards in life. It's about respect. It's about everything else. You know, so that's what, when people say grassroots football, they just think it's about developing football stars. Of course, that's the main aim, but it's also about giving kids, you know, a good start in life, whether it be about, you know, dietary advice, you know, living advice, you know, what they can and can't do. So it's not just about the football. It's about, you know, teaching them aspects of life, which will hopefully help them in the future, if not being a football player, but being a better person.